Let's just start the show now.
All right, we can start the show now.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Merrill Wanderers. I am Mike. There's Grizz.
I am Grizz. There is Mike.
Do you like the new microphone arrangement? We can see each other nicely.
It's good for you, not so good for me.
Oh, that's very funny.
I know what you're saying there.
You have to look at me.
Yeah, and right in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which really gives me a lot of indication where you are on things.
It just really bothers me.
It just opened up the whole new realm for me.
I know.
I know. Getting a text.
From?
Hey, Mike, how was a long weekend? Yes, I'd love to do a demo. I have no idea what that is.
You don't have no idea who that is?
No idea.
Really?
Oh, maybe that's somebody who wants to do a podcast.
Well, but was there a name?
No.
Oh.
I have to work out some of the kinks in the contact system.
I have to do that just a little bit.
Okay. How was your long weekend, by the way, Grizz?
I didn't do much. I stayed at home and I took care of myself. So,
like what? Pedicure?
I did chores and stuff like that. I did some cleaning.
Get one of those Korean face masks, put it on. You ever see those?
Why are you doing this?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, seriously, what are you on that you're like so speedy right now?
Am I?
How many cans of Coke did you have?
I had several.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You seem a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for?
Angry?
I was going to say lame.
You're a funny guy, Mike.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, you're
come
not.
On now,
but you're
on.
A funny guy, Mike.
So you just took it easy.
I took it easy. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it wasn't easy. I was working around the house.
What do you mean?
I was doing lots of laundry and cleaning, and it's the end of the summer, and I took the first long weekend to myself.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not fucking yelling.
I ask you how your long weekend is, and you start yelling at me.
No, you start fucking telling me that it's like, so you did like nothing. You just relaxed all weekend.
Yeah,
I said I took care of myself.
Okay, right?
I was taking care of myself.
I'm sorry I misread that.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. I accept your apology.
I'm not apologizing.
You just said I'm sorry.
Well, that was like not really, it's like I'm sorry you're such an ass that you didn't know that I was.
But
just
you
being
didn't
nice.
Fucking say that. You didn't
I know,
say
but
that.
What I said was, "How was your long weekend?"
Right.
Yeah.
And then you said, "So you're relaxed all weekend."
You said I took care of myself.
Right. That doesn't mean I'm relaxing. That means I'm taking care of myself, like my shit.
Okay.
Like everybody does. Why are you doing this?
I don't
man?
Know.
Like,
I am really confused about why you are talking to me.
You're making me
like
fucking
this.
Edgy today. You've been doing it all fucking day. All day you've been making me edgy. Just out in the parking lot there with your little shitty video thing trying to make me do stuff, right?
Wow. Okay. We'll address that. Do you want to talk about that?
I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, all I did, are you telling me the idea wasn't funny?
The idea wasn't funny.
Well, let's leave that to the listeners. Since we're not doing it, I might as well just put it out there, okay?
Okay, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead.
There's part of the process is you got to make sketches, right, for what we do. It's ridiculous, but it's true. I mean, it's a silly thing in life, but we have to come up with things that play in between larger stuff for television purposes, right? So one of my ideas was, Brian, you hold the camera like somebody's dancing with your hands extended, right? A nice sort of waltz around the parking lot. And then, you know, just get a little closer up beside you, like somebody's dancing up close to you and you're having a nice romantic dance. And then it cuts to me saying, hey, did I tell you that I had a dream last night that we were dancing in this parking lot? That's funny. But you didn't want to do it. You don't have to laugh. Nobody expects you to laugh, dude.
I'm not laughing. I don't want to laugh.
No, I know.
There's nothing to laugh about.
It's really funny. And then it could be you, and then you could say, that's a nightmare or whatever. You know, it was a throwaway.
No.
But you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's what I said. Why do you hate me for not wanting to do it?
I don't hate you.
I
let it go. You're the one who's screaming your weekend antics at me.
You told me that
I don't even know what you did this weekend still. You did what? Laundry?
I cleaned up around my house. I pressure washed my back deck. Right.
Well, that's good. That's
nice. I walked my dog. I rested a bit even, right? I took a nap.
You did relax. You had a nap.
I had a nap. A fucking nap. There's three fucking days
Buddy,
in a weekend. How many naps can you
saying,
have? I had one fucking nap in three
it's
days.
It's fine. I tried so hard to nap this weekend. It just never happened.
Why is this about you all of a sudden?
I just thought about it. I was trying to communicate with you.
You're impossible. And fucking relax.
Okay, listen, I've never done this. Should I push pause and give you a second to get like...
No, just get on
friendlier
with it.
Friendlier or something?
No, you're a nice
Why
guy.
Why don't you do a couple of like sit-ups and just get this out of your system?
No.
Because all I said was, how was your long weekend, buddy?
Right, I know. And then you made it angry.
No, how did I make it angry?
You made my weekend angry, dude.
I made your...
You made my weekend angry. My weekend was good up until you started asking me fucking questions about it, right?
And I love the way the titles of the episodes just name themselves. You made my weekend angry.
You know, you always make fun of the way I talk, too. I don't get that.
No, I don't. I think that you're one of the funniest guys I know.
Uh-huh.
You say really funny things, and you've got a great voice, and you sound like a... I'm exhausted from this podcast.
Okay, good. What else should we talk about?
No, you wore me down.
No, I haven't. It's impossible to wear you down.
Did you eat anything special on the weekend? It was a long weekend.
Let's back this up a second. Yeah. What did you do this weekend, motherfucker?
Well, thanks for asking, Chris. This weekend was, you know, your standard Labor Day weekend. I had to throw a birthday party for one kid while the other one moved into university. And it was a big challenge because at the university, when we dropped this kid off, I mean, they were so, okay, this is cool. When we got to the school, they're like, I'm not going to say what school it was, okay? But I'm going to tell you this. When we got to the school, what they did was you drive up and the student's in the car with you and all their stuff's in the back. And all these students that are already from this school are standing there and they're going, chanting, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. And then when the student gets out of the car, they go, hey, it was really cool. And then they start singing happy birthday to you. And then when they get to the person's name, they go, happy birthday, dear. And they fill in the name, Grizz. Grizz, welcome home, you're here. And I thought that was so cool. And they take all the stuff out of the car for you and to the student's room.
Sounds like communism.
Which was... I hate you so much. I hate you so much. If you want to know why I want you to suffer, this is why.
What?
Okay, so I'm telling you this wonderful experience I have, and of course you shit it up every time.
So in other words, you relaxed all weekend.
Okay, listen. So I get out of the car, and I think, oh, this is great. They're taking this stuff up. I don't have to do anything. This is wonderful. This is all good, except they're using the elevators to take the stuff up to the kids' rooms, which means you have to climb the stairs. And my kids, well, I'll put it this way. I shouldn't give the floor number away either because I know the nature of this show, you motherfuckers. Fuckers. Stay out of my life. But it was damn near 20.
That's a long walk.
Oh, man. I got to the top. I swear I could not get my breath. I was like, I'm going to die right here. I got to die while my kids go to university.
It was that bad after only 20 flights?
Okay. I see where this is going. I see a 20-flight walk in your near future, son of a bitch.
I can do it.
No, you can't.
I can.
Dude, you have the physical motivation of a fucking sloth.
No, I don't.
How do you? Are you kidding me?
I can do it. Faster than anybody.
You have a nice nap. Faster than anybody. What are you?
Well, faster than you.
You're the world champion.
I'll bet you I can get up and down before you can.
Oh, you're going to go down. That's for sure.
No, I can get up and down.
Oh, there goes. Oh, he must have fainted. He's rolling backwards down the stairs. Nobody stop him.
I'm telling you.
Let Grizz go to the bottom.
I'm telling you. I know I can.
Wow, you really are in a mood today.
Yeah. So get on with your weekend.
Look, I got nothing else, okay?
Really?
I hit a coyote with my car.
How was that?
Enjoyable.
Great.
I guess. I don't know.
Did it die?
For sure.
It did? Okay. All right.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. That's sad.
Yeah, it was sad. It's a terrible feeling when you hit an animal.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's, you know, that one time I went seal clubbing.
I got an idea for you. It was rough. Right now. Why don't we do this? I think we need a little reset. So why don't we do this, okay? Did you ever meditate? Okay, so why don't we try it together, okay? So here's how it goes. Okay. Here's how it goes. We just, let me hear you do it. Come on, Chris.
I'm going to jam that microphone in your mouth fucking sideways. I'm not doing this.
This is not.
I don't do this. No, meditation. I don't do meditation. I'm not doing meditation. This isn't meditation.
Yeah.
People that do this are crazy.
It can be.
They're crazy.
I just think you need to take it down. a little notch.
Why? I'm fine. I don't do this relaxing ohm shit. This is dumb. That's not relaxing.
By the way, welcome.
That's annoying.
Welcome to the Cannabis Show of the Century, where we just scream and yell at each other. This is not cannabis culture like. Do you know that?
What was the name of that weed we smoked before the show?
That was Tangerine Dream, I believe.
Well,
it worked you into a frenzy.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. You helped.
I don't even know what I did except
I don't know
have
why,
some fun.
But you're making me mad today.
Okay. My bad.
You are.
Let's put this one on me.
Okay. And it's then, about time.
And does that disarm you at all? That I'm like, okay, it's me. And I do apologize. Why don't we go over what it is that I'm doing that's making you mad?
No.
And then I'm going to try and deal with it.
Nope.
Why not?
I'd prefer to internalize everything.
Okay. Why don't you just encapsulate that, put that in a little cupboard, and shut the drawer for now?
That's what I do.
Okay. What are you smoking right now?
I smoked what you gave me.
No, I mean, okay. That's, and I don't know if a thank you is even warranted, but, you know, you might want to.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It's communist weed.
It is.
I remember when you used to be a nice guy, Mike. No, I'm not grumpy and old. You are. Your stupid videos.
You really do relish doing this to me, don't you?
What?
You really relish doing this to me.
Do you know what else? I can't believe I have to tell you this. This is going to really make you mad. One of the best weeds I've tried recently, I had this weekend. Do you know what it was?
What?
It's called Justin Trudeau. Let me look it up. Fucker was good. Yeah, I know. I didn't want it to be. Nobody wants a prime minister weed to be. What do you think about how he brought weed into the country? Do you? I mean, like, the law had passed.
Stupid.
Okay.
Just stupid.
Things that Justin, I wonder if things that, you know, sort of progressed in your mind that maybe he had done a better job.
Better be careful. It's probably loaded with estrogen.
Oh. Soy weed.
Soy weed.
It's a soy hybrid.
That's what it is. It's Justin Trudeau. If you want to turn yourself into a pussy, smoke his weed.
I don't know about that. Let's find out what they say about the strain.
All right.
Description, Justin Trudeau Kush is a premium heavy hitter category herb, providing an impressively balanced, yet if I have to fucking sign in and tell my birthday to this site to read the rest of this, I will throw my phone through the goddamn window.
No, you won't.
Okay, here we go. Providing an impressively balanced yet potent high. Expect mellow, euphoric feeling, starting with a powerful head high, leading to motivational and mood-enhancing feelings. It tends to be the go-to daytime choice of smokers. Expect a quick, drowsy-free high. The flavors are sweet, floral, with hints of pine. Experience smooth, robust aroma that's best described as inhaling delight. Much like it probably is smelling him. Like, if you got close, you'd be like, oh, what is that cologne? He smells delightful. If you enjoy beautiful things, delightful aromas, powerful highs, and saving money, there's no way this has anything to do with our prime minister. This Kush is for you. So there you go. I couldn't believe it. It was really good.
Just the idea that I would even have a cannabis with that guy's name on it makes me want to vomit.
I didn't really want it. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I came upon it. Somebody was like, you have to try this. It's really good. I was like, I don't think I like it because I don't like him.
Right.
I don't like, did I ever tell you why mainly I don't like the guy?
Oh, no, but go ahead.
This is not, by the way.
This ought to be great for my mood.
No, this is, I think you're going to appreciate this. It's not that I don't have respect for our prime minister. It's not that I don't wish him peace, love, and eternal grooviness. You know my deal, right? Everybody do their thing, whatever. I mean, wear your fucking shoes on an airplane. But other than that, do your thing, right? Don't piss on the toilets in a public restroom. And please, wear your shoes. I don't know why this is a problem. But aside from that, do what you want.
Okay.
But what I don't like most about our prime minister is he's so cheesy.
He is.
He's like a cheese ball.
Have you ever watched these body language videos they do on YouTube where somebody analyzes body language?
No, right. He's a poser. He poses everything he does.
Oh yeah, he's brutal. So they're yeah, I know. He looks like he's right out of a bridal magazine as a bride, right? Like he sits there with his hands folded just neatly in his lap, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's just covering his vagina. And then I was watching these body language things.
Don't say that.
I was watching these.
We're going to get fired.
I was, okay, we own it.
How many times do you have to get fired?
I know. But these body language things, they showed him up sitting beside Donald Trump, and the body language expert is analyzing Trump, and then she goes, well, in Trudeau, we really don't have to say much because he's always feminine.
Wow.
That's what the body language expert said. Yeah, there's nothing to see there. He's just always feminine, so he's always sort of plays that submissive role, right? So it's weird, dude.
And yet, if you meet his cuckoo bananas wife, she's right out there. Like, you know that she was like, you are going to be the prime minister. Yes, you are, mister.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't think his wife's too happy with him right now because I haven't seen those two together in months. Think about it.
Hmm. I think that they had to put her away because she was a little cuckoo banana now.
Or maybe she thinks her husband's a dolt.
Maybe.
Pretty easy when he's in the media every day and people are panning him, yeah, right? And he's done this stuff to where this fake feminist crap and stuff like that, and his wife was all over it, you know, and now she's realizing that her own husband's a fraud. So I wonder if that could be happening in the background.
Or, I don't know, maybe, yeah, I don't know.
His dad got divorced in office, didn't he? Like father, like son?
We were talking about the weed, actually.
Sorry, this weed thing. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So he should smoke more of his own fucking weed and maybe get some fucking work done.
Well, do you think he's, like, lacking in doing work? Because I don't know I don't know what he does.
He doesn't do anything. He doesn't know what he's doing. You can't do anything if you don't know what you're doing. If you've never wiped your ass before.
So, here's the deal right now. I just brought down Chris's mic. Well, he rants, but I just want you to know that the reason that I took him on this little detour is just to take the heat off of me and, give myself a break. Sorry, you were saying, Chris, what was that?
No, that's it. He's adult.
Yeah.
He's adult. He's adult. He doesn't do anything, doesn't know how to do anything.
I needed that, buddy. Thank you.
I know. I know you did.
Yeah.
I'm in a bad mood, man.
Why are you in a bad mood anyway?
I don't know.
We're about to get a wicked contract around for a living.
I know.
Like, you read that thing that I sent you, right?
Yes, I did read that thing. It's kind of weird.
It's weird?
And good.
It's good, right?
Good weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things are good.
Okay, so I don't understand the bad mood.
I'm just in a bad mood. Why can't a person be in a bad mood?
I think I know why you're in a bad mood. Do you mind?
If you say PMS, I'm going to knock you cold.
No. This is okay. I want to mess around now. I think that you are in a bad mood today because you spent the weekend away from your lady friend. And I don't think you like to spend time away from your lady friend. I think you like to tell yourself, I'm going to go do some stuff for myself this weekend and clean the house and stuff. But I think what you realized this weekend was you're going in a different direction in life and probably in her direction.
Let me just say this. Lady friend listens to the show.
Oops. You know what? I'm kidding. That was all
so
kids.
I can't even dispute that if I wanted to, which I don't. But it's funny how you did that.
What?
Just threw it in there like that.
Nah, I was talking with you.
That's not talking with me.
Yeah.
No, that's analyzing me.
We have company, so don't shout at me anymore. I heard them come in.
All right, fine. I won't shout at you anymore. All right. You deserve to be shouted at.
You know what we should do again? Because I think it worked last time a little bit. Let's just...
No.
You know
what? I'm not doing... You know what? Anybody who does that...
Will you try it once?
Look, you know what are you going to do? Do you eat only vegetables too? Are you a vegetarian? Are you vegan?
No.
You going to do this and go vegan on me? Right? It's enough you don't
just
wear socks.
Just try it once.
No.
Hey. Let he who is wearing socks sling the first stone from within the sole of the heel of their sock. Do you have socks on?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. What do you care?
Foist by your own petard.
Foist.
Okay, Grizz?
Put the F in. Good
yeah,
for
man.
You.
Fantastic. Because I have an open mind, and you won't even...
Are you making me cough now?
Just take a second.
No.
Try it once?
I'm not doing it.
If you try it once...
Not
then,
doing it.
If you try
not
it once, it. Then I won't do it anymore.
I don't do it ever.
Okay,
I don't do that stuff.
Okay.
That stuff is for weirdos.
Would you do it for me?
It's for weirdos.
Okay.
Don't be a weirdo.
We've recognized, in your opinion, it makes me a weirdo. Will you try it with me?
No.
Just try it with me.
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
No.
That was a good one you did just now.
I'm not doing anything.
That's that was me. A good one. You did it's another good one.
It's not me. Stop this. I'm not going to do that. You're into that new age stuff. Like, you're getting closer and closer to all that new age shit.
I don't even know what that means.
You do. You're gonna go your vegan type thing and this om and yoga and all that kind of crap. Like,
yeah, I think I might go vegan.
You think it's that's just so stupid.
Hey, have you ever done yoga?
Yes.
It's great, right?
It's dumb.
Then you've never done it right.
I've done it enough to know how dumb it is.
I'm terrible.
Yoga's dumb. Hot yoga's dumber.
It smells bad.
It smells bad.
Bikram.
And it's...
It's called Bikram.
Useless.
Bikram.
Dumb. I've hurt myself more doing
Instead
yoga
of doing
than
this, do this. Bikram. Because I think it has the same effect. I think that you could actually meditate to that. Bikram. Bikram.
No, I could...
Bikram. No?
I'm really getting angry at you.
I don't know why.
Sound effects.
I'm trying to have fun with you.
I know. You're having a great time with me. I can tell you're having a great time.
I just have a great time even when you don't. What should I do? Do you want me to come down in the hole with you?
No.
You want me to come down in the hole of depression
that
you're
in? Stay out of my hole. I don't want anybody in my hole.
All right.
Don't shit in my bed. It's my bed.
I don't know where that came from.
Don't shit in my bed.
I don't know what that means.
That's it.
But I will not. I promise you.
Don't shit in my fort. Leave me alone. Again. I'm not
just try to breathe.
Do you know?
In.
I don't know why it bothers me so much.
Listen, breathe in through your
people
nose.
People who
and
meditate,
blow, yeah.
or believe in this meditation crap,
yeah,
it's crap.
It's crap. Fair enough.
It's crap.
Okay.
It's crap. You're
all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We move on.
Can
to
I
something?
Ask you something? Which one of us has a smile on his face, and which one of us has a scowl?
Right. I'll have a smile on my face. Go get me a tractor tire and a sledgehammer. Right. Let me hit it for a little while, and then I'll be fine.
That was very specific.
That's all
recipe
I need.
Of things to beat up.
That's all I need is a tractor tire and a sledgehammer.
Wow, you're the best.
Right? That's all.
Okay.
And I'll be happy.
What was I going to call this thing again?
I don't know.
You made my weekend angry.
You made my weekend angry.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. Well, listen. I've really enjoyed.
Oh, by the way, the last weekend I smoked was Cinderella 99. You asked. I think I said that last week.
What is that?
That's a sativa.
Oh, okay.
And it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's not like my shitty weed that makes you
angry. Motivated. Yeah, your weed is not good.
It's dirty or whatever.
It is. Dude, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, if this was a prescription drug, it'd be like, watch out for the side effects like anal bleeding and leakage and stuff like that. That weed is dangerous.
I need to plug some stuff before we go today. We never do
that's
this
really
starting
gross
today.
That's really gross after I said anal leakage.
Yeah. That's why I said
that's
plug some
really
stuff.
Gross. That's
brought
just
it right
gross.
To mind.
Just gross.
Well, I didn't say it.
In the gutter today.
I was trying to put a cork in it, so to
right,
speak.
Right, nice. Keep going.
You ruined another show.
Yeah,
are you happy?
Go put your finger in the dike.
Let me just plug a couple of things right now, if I may.
Plug.
Plug away?
Plug.
Okay. Check out thepodplant.com if you'd like to make a podcast. Other podcasts we'll recommend, Insider Network, The Awakener. Check it out on Spotify or iTunes. I'll also recommend this brand new one. It's called Papa Sits a Tract. It's got Ward Anderson and Kelly Fanson. And they have pop culture debate like Coke or Pepsi. I know that's a simple one, but it's a really good one. Two episodes of that already up on Spotify right now, and many, many other great podcasts that we will promote that you'll find at thepodplant.com. Thanks for joining us. Subscribe to Merrill Wanderers. Grizz, you're fucking cranky.